Hello, this is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I received your voicemail. Just wanted to get back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I got y'all's letter in the mail here with the reservation code on it. I was just calling and inquiring.
Okay. Are you in the market for a working capital loan at this time, or...?
Yeah, I've actually been in it for a couple of months. I've just been reviewing stuff and seeing how I wanted to go about it.
Okay. Where are you at right now? Do you have approvals on the table? Or are you still, what are you thinking with the whole situation?
I haven't really gotten serious as far as seeking an approval yet. I'm just kind of staring at it, you know. I don't know how else to put it.
Okay.
I've had a few people that I guess it's merchant lending. I don't know if I want to do that or not. And the bank I use the bank with, they're not doing any type of loans right now. And then I happened to get y'all's in the mail, so I was just calling to see. How the process is.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
I'm only looking for around 35 or 40,000.
Okay. And what are you planning to use the money for?
Well, I've got a new contract that I've landed, and they have a 30-day payout period, and I was going to use the funds to kind of help me purchase some of the equipment that the contract calls for, and then pay some payroll to kind of carry me over till I start drawing checks from them.
Okay. Now, what exactly do you do? And what is this project?
Well, it's kind of, we have one crew that does REO, property preservation, and I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
But where it ties into my business is we do a lot of hauling off for the customers, like debris and big, large demolition teardowns and stuff like that.
Okay.
We, because I have trucks, and that's what we do is we haul a lot of the debris and trash and stuff like that off for them.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, is your business classified as construction, or is it?
It's kind of tricky because you could probably say construction, but yet we primarily do transportation, but it's in that field, construction field.
Now, on your tax return, it would probably say transportation?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm just kind of putting the pieces together here.
Okay.
Now, as far as bank deposits, what are you, say over the last 6 months, how much have you been depositing into your checking account on a monthly basis?
At 6 months, we're right at $86,000.
Okay.
I'm sitting here actually looking at the balance sheet right now. It's actually $84,000. Yeah, just shy of $85,000.
Okay. And then what was your bottom line net income last year? Actually, what were your gross sales last year?
Like $185,000.
Okay. So if we were to do, say, a 2-year loan, then, yeah, we can put together a $40,000 loan for you.
Okay.
What we try to do, you know, on these working capital programs, as I'm sure you've found out, a lot of our competitors are doing, like, daily payments.
Yeah.
We do a weekly payment every Friday.
Okay.
It is unsecured money. You use it as you wish. There's no strings attached, which is the reason for the weekly payment.
Yeah.
historically, our defaults increase when communication isn't as great as it should be. And we find that communication is a lot more open when we have a weekly payment coming up, because if for some reason you don't have the money in your account, you know, we expect to hear from you. It's not a big deal if we have to freeze a payment or you know, roll a few payments onto the back of the note. We'd rather do that than not hear from you and have a default, and we've got no collateral anyway. So then it's 100% loss for us. So, you know, the weekly payment is just a way for us to manage our risk better so that we can continue to lend the product. Pretty simple.
What would an average a week?
What would the payment be?
Yeah, a week. Like, what would it, Ed, just estimate what would it look like?
Let's see.
What's the interest?
Well, there's not an APR.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you know, it's daily or weekly, it can't be amortized. It probably can't be amortized like it would on a monthly payment where you're paying mostly interest on the front end, and then as it gets towards the end of the note, it kind of reverses. And
you hang on just 1 second. I got an important call. Hang on just
absolutely,
a second.
Absolutely.
Okay, there.
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
While I was on that phone call, I was doing a math, looking at about $400 or $500 a week. I sound about.
Let's see here. Yeah, that's safe to say.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Let's see. What all do I need to do?
You can give me that reservation code. I know you left it in the voicemail, but it was kind of cutting out.
Okay.
I'll get your email address, make sure I have a good phone number for you. I'll send you an email while we're on the phone to make sure you received it. Now my direct phone number and the items that I'll need to get from you.
Okay. All right, the reservation code, 2411701-0018-0589.
Rooster Logistics?
That's it.
Perfect. Sorry, my computer's acting a little slow here. What is your email?
Email is roosters, R-O-O. Actually, you know what? Instead of sending it to that one, send it to sistrunk, which would be two S's and then a I-S-T-R-U-N-K.
Okay.
And then 80@gmail.com.
Okay. And for some reason, I have your company name, but I don't have your full name.
Oh, okay. It's Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Sistrunk. Sistrunk.
Okay. And what is the best number for you?
318-669-3760.
3760. Okay. And is that a mobile or is that your office line?
That's my mobile line because I'm okay. Primarily in the field. This number here is the office. 318-281-6699.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. So I am sending you an email right now. Is your 2015 tax return completed?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Need a copy of it?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Said you need a copy of it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sorry, it's going really slow for some reason. Wow, this is strange. I don't know why it's taking so long. I'm going to try to stop this email and resend it to you. This is really taking too long to send it. Man, I am so sorry. I don't know what is going on here.
No, it's okay.
Let's see here. One attachment. It's so strange. Can I put you on hold for just a moment here? I'm going to call on my IT real quick and make sure that our, we haven't lost internet connection here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, you should have it now.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, perfect. So you have my phone number there, if you have any questions. And then yeah, that list is obviously pretty easy to understand.
Yes.
It's basic information. So I will, do you have any questions for me?
No, sir.
All righty, then I'll keep an eye out for that information to come back. As soon as I have it, I'll get started on that final approval for you. But definitely feel free to give me a call if you have any questions through the process.
Okay.
That's my direct line, like I said, so feel free to call anytime.
All right, I sure will.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you soon.